This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. Now, Leo, our next guest got us feeling so macho back in the 80s, along with her toy boy. She was definitely hitching for a ride and had love on a mountaintop. Joining us on the line from the UK, it is the poptastic Sunita. Welcome to Joy, love.
Thank you so much. How are you doing?
We're great. It's very cold over here at the moment, though.
Really? Okay, so I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make you jealous. It's actually sunny in London for the first time ever. So we're having an amazing summer, and it's cold over there. So we'll send you some.
Now, you talk about London, but you were actually born in the US, and your mum was a singer and actress. So she toured around the world with the musical here. When did you decide you wanted to be a performer?
You know what? I got to come to Australia, thank you, with my mom when she was doing hair with Marcia Hines. And that's, and so Denny and I would be like the little backstage babies watching our moms on stage. And then I was like, okay, I definitely want to do this. So I knew when I was that little that this is what I wanted to do when I grew up.
Now, after appearing on stage, Sunita, in the West End, you did a few singles, and you met a guy called Simon Cowell. Now, we now know who Simon Cowell is, of course, but back then, what was your first impressions of Simon, and how has he changed over the years?
When I first met Simon, I met him in a club, it was his voice that stood out to me most. He sounded like Shere Khan. You know, in the Jungle Book, there's that panther, the Black Panther.
Yeah.
With a very English accent. I can't remember who it's played by. It's played by a very famous actor. And he was like that to me. He had fantastically toned, worked out body, thick, 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 long, black, glossy hair. And I thought he was amazing.
You launched your career with the song So Macho. And I'm just wondering, I mean, so many years have passed since that song. But looking back, how do you reflect on that track? Because, like, we look back at it now and we think it's a big camp gay classic. But did you realise it was going to be like that at the time you recorded it?
Oh, my gosh. No, not at all. Not at all. I just thought that it was catchy and fun. I thought it sounded like the summer. I could imagine it, you know, in my mini with the roof down, driving around London or on the beach in Ibiza. In a club or something, but I didn't realize that it would last this long. And you know what? I even went through a phase where I kind of turned against my old music. You know, you outgrow it and you think, oh, it's all a bit cheesy and everything. And I've fallen right back in love with it again because it just represented some of the best days of my life.
I have to ask, if you're driving in the car and so the song such as So Macho came on the radio, would you turn it up or turn it off?
Oh, I turn it up. I turn it up and roll the windows down. So macho, he's gotta be. So macho, he's gotta be. Big and strong, enough to turn me on.
He's gotta have big blue eyes. Be able to satisfy. He's gotta be big and strong, enough to turn me on.
When I was in early high school, Toy Boy just came out, and our dance and drama teacher used to turn it on and we used to prance around to Toy Boy. It was so fabulous. And because I was living in New Zealand at the time, and that track reached number 13 in New Zealand. It's a really, really massive track for you all over the world. But it was also the beginning of your first, single with Stock Aitken Waterman. So how involved were you in those early days in your sound and your image?
Do you know what? The early days of Stock Aitken Waterman, I had a lot to say, really, because they would bring you into the studio and kind of talk to you, Mike and Matt, and sort of say, what's happening in your life? You know, who are you friends with? What fashion designers do you like? What clubs are you going to? Because they wanted to write music that really was specific to us. So I got to write the rap for Toy Boy because I'd broken up with someone and was like now thinking I'm going to date someone more my own age to write the rap. And the song was basically just written about everything that was happening to me in my life and in there. So it was very hands-on.
Do you occasionally sit down and watch your old videos from that time? And if you do, what do you think of them now, looking back?
Well, the So Macho videos used to really make me cringe because, you know, we made that video with 500 pounds. I had no clothes apart from my school uniform and the other things I wore in that video. This funny tie-on dress that was a replica of something Tina Turner had won in one of her videos that I found in Kensington Street Market. My yellow Converse trainers and a Muscle Beach t-shirt, which I cut in half and made into a skirt and a top. So it was all really, like, you know, really cheap, really just, like, no hair and makeup. And I just cringe, but at the same time, I'm like, you know what? It just goes to show that you don't need a lot. You don't need to have a lot. We still had a great big hit record. We had a fun video, and people say that I still look the same, and I think it's just that I've got hair and makeup now. So.
But darling, it was cheap and cheerful.
Cheap and cheerful, exactly. He's my toy boy, toy boy. I'm out with my toy boy, and when I get to take him home, I know he's gonna love me right. He's my toy boy, toy boy. I'm out with my toy boy, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. Oh, he's my toy boy.
Talking of videos, one of my favourites of yours is Right Back Where We Started From, reaching number four.
Oh, I love that.
Number four in the UK, number two in New Zealand, and number six here in Australia. Now, you had the hots for the saxophone player, didn't you?
Oh my gosh, Thomas Arkley, yes. He was the Carling Black Label kind of Levi guy. So then you remember the what's his name, Nick Kamen,
yes.
Levi commercial where he takes his jeans off and washes them. So Thomas did the spoof of that where he did exactly the same thing, but afterwards they said, oh, I bet he drinks Carling Black Label. And the guy says, no, he didn't wash his underpants. So Thomas was that guy, and I fell for him hard. And like I used to do with all my dancers, I fell in love with somebody. I would teach them, have them tour all my dance routines and put them in the show. And that way I could take them all over the world with me.
Very smart. Now, our special
it's
guest...
It's a good chat-up line. It's a good chat-up line as well, isn't it? Do you want to come on tour?
Yeah.
Sure. Our special guest on Joy 94.9 tonight is Sunita. Let's take a listen to that huge international hit, Sunita. It's called Right Back Where We Started From on Joy 94.9. Joining 4.9, our special guest on the line from London is the fabulous Sunita.
Aside from music, you've also done a lot of TV appearances in the UK, including Celebrity Wife Swap, Come Dine With Me, Dancing With The Stars, I'm A Celebrity, Get Me Out Of Here, part of which you filmed over here in Australia. Which one did you enjoy the most? Or, like, do you like the whole reality TV concept? Or was there sometimes when you thought, oh, God, I wish they hadn't put that on the television?
Do you know what? I love watching reality TV because I think it's fascinating watching either unfamous people doing things on TV or watching famous people doing things out of their comfort zone. So, and I thought getting involved in some of those shows would be good for me because I wanted to stay in the public eye, and I also wanted people to see and learn more about me rather than just, you know, like there's a whole new generation of kids who didn't know my music or anything. So it kind of keeps you out there.
Did it push you out of your comfort zone?
Oh, gosh, I was completely out of my comfort zone, particularly I'm A Celebrity in the Jungle. I can tell you, the Versace Hotel part was fabulous. You know, the Hilton in Brisbane, the new Hilton Hotel was just opening, so I got to stay there before it actually opened. I almost had the place to myself. That was fabulous. The being in the jungle part was horrendous. Like, the bugs and the spiders and the rats and crocodiles, all that stuff is real. We really did have to sleep outside. And where I thought that I'd get over there and I'd be cured of all my phobias and I'd be running around in a bikini looking fabulous, instead I ended up like the most neurotic, crazy person with every item of clothing on, tucked in, triple tucked in, and zipped up in my sleeping bag just so that I could sleep at night.
I don't know how you did it, honey.
It was still a good experience. Say what?
I don't know how you did it.
I don't know how I did it. Do you know what? People said that I was the scariest cat person in the UK. But I think that I was really brave because I at least attempted the stunt. You know, I got stars. I brought food. I touched and came in contact with things that I never believed, dreamed I would do. And I got to be back in Australia, which I loved. I always thought I was going to grow up and live there because I got to go with my mom when I was younger. And it was literally, you know, like in The Wizard of Oz, how it starts off all black and white, the James Garland version. And then when they get to Oz, it's all in color.
Oh, I love
that. That's how I felt as a child coming to Australia with my mother, because if we'd left Detroit, which seemed all kind of grey and serious and cold, and arriving in Brisbane for the first leg of the the Australian tour of hair, it was like technicolor, sunshine, beach, dolphins. I mean, I was just in heaven, and I always said I will come back there one day. So I got to come back, which is great.
So, Nita, one show you've been quite involved in the UK is X Factor. Now, you've seen a lot of contestants come and go on that show, and some people make it and some people don't. But with being in sort of the public eye and in showbiz for so many years, both in television and music, what do you think there's a secret to those that make it and those that don't?
Wow, is there a secret to it? Well, I mean, I think there's some magic to it. I think connecting to the audience and you know, and finding people that want to sort of go all the way, follow you and support you and take you all the way. But I'm also just hard work, hard work. I mean, I was lucky enough to get to mentor Leona Lewis and of course One Direction. But even though you believe in those people and you know that they can be stars, I had no idea that they would go on to be like the phenomenon that they turned into. Mm. And it's just a longevity thing. Like, will One Direction still be around in 10 years? I hope so. Hope they can keep growing and reinventing themselves and developing their music and their sound, and that, you know, their fans will grow up with. Like the Take That fans, you know, they never went away. They just matured and keep loving them.
Sanisha, obviously it's been a long time since we heard from you music-wise. Your last album was back in 1995 with Naughty Naughty. But week you're returning with a brand new single, So Many Men, So Little Time, which is a cover of your mum's song. What was her reaction when you asked her if you can cover it? Or did you ask her?
Well, she was kind of like, well, she thinks it's a good idea. And originally I said to her, would she come and duet with me on it? And she was like, yeah, but I called her from the studio because we were going to use just the loop from her song as the music for an original song. But while we were in the studio, I started singing So Many Men to it. And it was like coming together. And I got on the phone and said, hey, listen, we're doing a cover of your track. Will you come down and guest on it? And she was like, yeah, I'll be there. And then something happened, and so she couldn't find her keys, then she couldn't find her phone, and then she needs to be someplace else, so she didn't end up turning up. So originally it was going to be a duet, and I didn't know it was going to be the first single. It was just going to be a track on the new album. But when she heard it, she said that parts of it really sound like her because we have a similar tone, particularly in the speaking part when I'm imitating her telling me off. She said that could be me, which I took as a huge compliment because, I mean, anybody who knows my mother's voice knows that she is a much better singer. Her voice is incredible. But the fact that it resembles her at all, I take as a big compliment.
Now, Sunita, back in the 80s, you gave us Gay Boys So Macho and Toy Boy, and now you're giving us So Many Men, So Little Time. You're like the camp disco diva, aren't you?
The okay, I'm just going to be there. Yeah, come to Saluda. Someone else said maybe it's that I was an honorary gay man.
Yeah, well, you know.
And I like that.
So many men say little time's a story of my life.
Exactly. High class problem, right? High class
exactly.
Problem.
Now, Sunisha, obviously you're signed to Energize Records. What can we expect from the forthcoming album? Who have you been working with?
You know what? I'm working with a lot of different people. Obviously, Matt Peltz did this track. I'm going to do something with Pete Hammond. I'm hoping to do something with Naughty Boy. And I'm just going to put everything out there. You know, we kicked off with this because it was fun and had a sort of summer pop dance feel about it. But, you know, I've been writing and kind of burying my soul a bit too. So it's going to be an eclectic mix of material, but I hope there's still going to be some stuff that gets everybody dancing and feeling good as well, but some thought-provoking, heart-rending things in there too.
So let's play the new track. This is So Many Men, So Little Time from Sunisha on Joy 94.9.
What's your name, baby?
So
you're on Joy 94.9 on the phone all the way from the UK, the fabulous Sunita. Now, Sunita, we're going to finish off with a little bit of questions just to find out a little bit of your musical likes and dislikes, if we can.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, your first record you ever bought?
Oh, I think it was probably a David Essex record. It's probably bought for me, actually, by my mum, and it would have been something like Hold Me Close or one of those.
The song you most like to perform live, well, that gets the biggest reaction.
Oh, I've got to say So Macho.
Your favourite Stock Aitken Waterman song you wish you had recorded?
Better the Devil You Know.
Yeah, I think most people wanted that.
That's
one.
That's an amazing
they?
Song.
Hey, when you're performing at a gay club, and I know you've done GAY in London and you're doing London Pride, what can the boys expect of a Sunita performance?
They can expect, well, you know what, they can expect heels to die for, heels that you shouldn't be even walking in, let alone dancing in, and I will dance in them. They can expect gorge, because I usually like to pull up some gorge from the audience on stage with me. You know, fun. You know, I'm not here to, I'm not going to be there trying to, well, you know what, yeah, the message is freedom.
Well, you know,
freedom
we've got
to be who you are and love who you love.
You know, we've got some big gay festivals that happen down here in Australia, so maybe it's about time you came and gave us a Sunita show at Mardi Gras or something.
Oh, I'd love to do that. I'd so love to do that.
Now, which one of your songs do your kids like and love to dance to?
Funnily enough, so my little boy loves Toy Boy because he thinks it's about him. And my little girl likes Cross My Broken Heart.
Oh, that's so cute.
She whistles it all the time. And I'm like, hey, is that my song? But that's, again, because like me, they sat in my rehearsals and all of that. And it's quite fun. There's a nursery rhyme element to a lot of the songs that they're picking up on. And they're like 7 and 8 now. So
finally, the last time you were naughty, naughty.
Ooh, the last time I was naughty, naughty was probably last Sunday.
Okay. Well, I have to say also, I got the cover to the new single today. I'm a little bit jealous of you cavorting with those three shirtless men. Some people get all the good jobs, and clearly you have.
I know, I drew the short straw that week. But I think we should recreate it. If I get to come over there, then you guys have to just get me gorged.
No, just bring those boys with you, it'll be fine.
Now, finally, Sunita, do you have a message for all your Australian fans?
Yes, just like, thank you for supporting me for all these years. And please, let's do it again. Let's have some fun and let's do it again. And I hope to get over there. I hope that the record's a big hit so I get to come over and party with you guys.
The new single from Sunita, So Many Men, So Little Time, is available right now online, featuring some awesome remixes as well. Follow Sunita on Twitter, Sunita Official. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, doll, on Australia's only gay lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thank you so much for having me, guys, and you take care. I hope the sun gets over there soon.
All the very, very best and happy Pride.
Yay, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks. You told me a secret, I promise.
Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.